You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And as always on a Wednesday, I speak to Skulk Lowe, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town. We've had a good time since we last spoke, haven't we, Skulk?
A great time since we last spoke. it's been phenomenal. I heard figures, you know, blowing around, you know, 11% growth on the JSE, you know, over the past month. I know we've had, you know, low levels. I still need to go and confirm that, but 5%, 9%, 7%, doesn't matter. I mean, it seems like, you know, South Africa is becoming a bit of a hotspot again. You can see the foreigners are suddenly, you know, finding something, a very interested position in our, you know, local bonds. And the soapy continues. BHP Billiton, which not really a South African company anymore, we know they had time until today.
I think they close of business today that they have to put in a formal offer or bid, whichever way you look at it, for Anglo-American PLC. Doesn't seem likely that they will suddenly.
They did.
Well, oh, what are you? Has it happened already?
Yeah, but our
goal. There it is. Increased and final offer. Sorry to interrupt. Because I was talking to someone earlier and it hadn't happened. And now here we are, 4 o'clock South African time. Increased and final offer ratio for Anglo American. What does it mean in layman's terms, Skull?
So let's start off. I thought it was, you know, why I'm calling this a soapy. I mean, you and I have been chatting about this twice already, and twice we had, you know, we had two offers being made. We know they had, like you said, until the close of business today, you know, to either, you know, up their offer or that's it. Then it's going to take them pretty much another month to put in another offer. And they had a little call from the PIC.
Okay. What did the PIC say?
They actually, it's literally as the article states here, it's literally hours before the deadline. Call comes in, you know, from the PIC and basically telling Billiton, guys, your offer is way too low. If it was way too low, they gave them some guidance, and you know, be that as it may, 4 o'clock this afternoon, the offer came out, and I must say this is going to get interesting. So, for the listeners out there that didn't see this, the final offer now includes I'm gonna enlighten you now.
Thank you.
It basically, the offer includes, you know, a 0.886 Billiton shares for each Anglo-American share. Also, shares in Anglo-American Platinum is valued at £5.40 an Anglo-American share, and the shares in Kumba Iron Ore valued at £4.23. So I quickly went, and they actually state in this offer that this combination is estimated to be worth, you know, £31.11 per Anglo-American. Now, I know there's a lot of listeners out there that don't follow the UK listing or the FTSE listing on as we sit here. Anglo-American closed or is trading on the FTSE. It's trading at £26.72.
So what's the premium?
It's about, we're looking at about another 16 to 7% upside if this offer. But there's a lot of ifs and buts. We need to look at Anglo American Platinum now. We need to look at Billiton, because Billiton, we know, retraced after the offer's been made. Anglo Platinum, we know the market is a little bit worried about the overhang in platinum shares if this deal goes through. But the Kumba Iron Ore shares, I mean, the shareholders, they loved it. I mean, Kumba Iron Ore up to 2.24% today. So I think it's early days. We know that I saw somewhere that they've now got until the 29th. Anglo-American haven't, you know, applied or accepted or declined the offer yet. So that's maybe a positive. We know the previous, you know, offers were met with a very quick response and a very quick declining of the offer. This time around, I haven't seen any feedback from Anglo-American. Are they actually contemplating, you know, going this route? This will be a massive deal if it actually goes through. This will be a, yeah, like I said, this will be a major player in resources like iron ore and metals, coals, you know, copper. I think I saw that.
Copper's getting hammered today, by the way. I mean, it's actually a horrible coincidence, and we mustn't be fooled by randomness. But on the day that they put the offer in, BHP, that is, because they're looking for a copper company, they're looking for copper assets without having to do some digging themselves, the copper price last time I looked was nearly 5% down in US dollar terms. Yeah. But as I said, that's just a coincidence. Kumba Iron Ore, they made a statement regarding the rejection of Anglo American, of BHP's latest proposal. Share price, my delayed screen says 2.8% higher. Yours is better than mine. Anglo American Platinum also gave out a statement. So there's a lot of wheels within wheels here, Skulk.
Mm. Yeah, it's like you said. I mean, you now need to, you know, do the calcs. Billiton down 2.51%. You know, if you're going to get X amount of Billiton shares, you know, for your Anglos, naturally this is, you know, affecting the share price. You need to look at your Amplats valuations, you know, and Kumba iron ore valuations. So early days. I think that the biggest win for Billiton thus far, as I mentioned, was we've seen no response, and you know, having kids, that's not really staying with me anymore. My wife often, you know, has got the saying that no news is good news. So hopefully, you know, Billiton will see this as my wife see our relationship with our wonderful two daughters, that no news is good news.
You had to qualify that, didn't you? I must say that when I don't hear from my two children, a boy and a girl, I think it's the best news ever, because I know that when they contact me, it's not to give me good news or say, Dad, all that money you lent me over the years, here it is back again. It's not going to be like that. Anyway,
what do they call it usually? They've actually got a terminology for this, just by the way. They call it the empty nest syndrome. But I think you and I, we've actually renamed it to the empty nest dream. It's not an empty nest syndrome.
Exactly right. Come on. Well, anyway, we love them dearly, and we always
love them.
Love them when they're quiet. So how do you play this now, Skulk? This is something I haven't asked my previous commentators. Mm. How do you play it? Do you go for BHP? Do you go to Anglo American, the father of all these different Anglo children? Do you go for Kumba? Do you go to Anglo American Platinum? My thoughts are, because I like the underdog, I'd be buying Anglo American Platinum simply because it's done the worst since the announcement was made.
Mm. So, you know, my brother, myself, we had this conversation. We did some road tripping. I mean, I can't remember when last I did road tripping with my bro.
JC.
Yeah. We did some road tripping, and you know, naturally, both being in the market, we went to Musselbay. It's a 4-hour drive, and I think, you know, we pretty much did. We talk shop for 3 hours and 55 minutes of that, you know, that time. So one of the things we chatted about is exactly what you just asked. You know, he actually mentioned, you know, he thinks one should be buying Amplats. And
there we go.
And I don't think so. And this is why I don't think so. They always said the market is always right. And the fact that we've seen this movement of the announcement came out, I think the market is worried, and I can tell you why they're worried. So let's start off first with the you know, the Anglo American. Why I would keep my Anglo American is exactly why I told you why I would keep it, you know, last week and 2-3 weeks ago, and exactly also the reason why I told you I don't own any multi choice. But you know, through this whole channel, please, you know, merger buyout or prospective buyout. There's only going to be one winner. It's the actual company that's you know, being bought or trying to be bought. So Anglo American, as I started off, I mean, we know that the offer currently on the table is worth, according to Billiton, over £31, trading £26. So there's some upside. Here's the big thing, Lindsay. Here's the big thing. Remember, we only got two, you know, dogs in this fight now. You know, there's only two dogs. It's and be very careful that we don't start seeing a third or even a fourth dog.
Oh, you mean someone coming in and saying, look, they've done all the work. Let's try and wedge ourselves into this little twosome that they've got going here.
Correct. And, you know, when you look at Anglo-American, I mean, Anglo, you know, by no means, you know, it's an expensive company currently. It's if you look at it, I mean, and that's pretty much what the PIC also said, you need to value this company. I mean, some analysts actually value the copper copper holdings in Anglo-American higher than the actual value of the full Anglo-American.
That's amazing.
So, that is amazing. So don't be surprised if we suddenly start seeing, and it was mentioned somewhere in today's announcement that for now there's only one offer on the table. I think this could just become very, very interesting. So that's why I would be a firm holder, and I do own Anglo American. Just get the I's and the T's, get them crossed.
Thank you.
But I mean, so let's say this deal actually goes through. And that they accept the offer that Billiton just made. That will mean, you know, all the Anglo-American shareholders will suddenly receive quite a bit of Amplat shares. And it hasn't happened yet. It will only happen, you know, if the deal is accepted. That could create a bit of an overhang of stock. You know, shareholders that might already own, or big fund managers might already own Anglo-American Platinum, and say, well, maybe my exposure to Amplat is a little bit too high. Now let's do some cutting there. So, would I use this? Yes, I would use this, but I don't think we're there yet. Let's just give it a day or two. Let's wait for the reaction coming from. We saw that with Goldfields. That what was that? Who made that offer? They made an offer, quite a big offer, I think a year or two ago, for some of the, from US mine, if I can recall, and then it didn't go through.
Yes, it had a strange name, and it went on for ages and ages, and then suddenly we're withdrawing from the process or something. And I mean, it was a little bit of a shock. But anyway, what's your point about? I mean, what we're seeing now is a dance. And the two are on the dance floor, and the music is still going. And when the music stops, then they walk away from each other. The partners depart and back to normal, but then someone else comes in. But Anglo American is obviously, as they say, in play. It really is. It's small enough. It's big enough to be interesting. It's small enough to swallow up.
That's it. I think this is going to be interesting. I don't think this is the last time we've heard, Alpha came. I think this is going to get interesting. But you know, listeners out there, companies that I'll be following, if I'm in Anglos, I mean, I would you know, hold my Anglos, which I'm doing. If I want to try and speculate, where I would most probably be looking as the likes of the Billitons, you know, Billiton. As being a little bit under pressure, and I do think that, let's say, a third offer comes in and is substantially higher than what Billiton has offered, then either Billiton will need to increase, and if they don't, don't be surprised if you see a bit of a run in Billiton.
Tell me again the ratio you were talking about, BHP Anglo shares for shareholders in both companies. Just explain it at the headline level, i.e. BHP and Anglos, never mind the constituent parts. How much do you get as an Anglo shareholder if they get taken over by BHP?
0.8860 Billiton shares, and actually you will get your Anglo-American, your Anglo-Platts and Billiton as well. They will be distributed. So on this stage, there's only a valuation. They're talking about a valuation. You know, £5.40, you know, of Anglo-American shares is currently the valuation that they put on Anglo-Platts, and £4.23 on Kumba.
And what if you don't want 0.8806, whatever you just said? What if the fund manager, the money manager, the high net worth individual doesn't want the Billiton shares? Okay, says no. Then what do you do? You get them and then you sell them, because if so, then there's an overhang of Billiton stock, or BHP stock, sorry.
Well, if you're a minority shareholder and a deal gets approved, then and that's it. You're gonna get that bulletin shares, and you need to sell them.
Let's say that your mandate says you can't own more than this amount in your portfolio of BHP shares. You've gone over your limit of 3% of your portfolio or whatever it is. Then you have to sell. So isn't that a negative for BHP, or am I being stupid?
That's what I said. It is a negative. That's why you're seeing the share price in Billiton reacting negative as well, 2.51% down today. But we know every time that they're up there, they offer, that they were under pressure that same day while Anglo-American were running. So that's why I say, I mean, this is something that I'll be monitoring. If the deal goes through, I would most probably not – I don't think you'll see – the best reaction from Billiton shareholders. And as you mentioned, there could be a bit of an overhang in Billiton and Platts. But if it doesn't go through, if somebody else goes, then well, let's see.
Anyway, it's
let's
very, see. Very interesting. It adds a bit of spice to our life. And it's is it good for South Africa or not? I don't know. I think some people think that it's actually quite bad and we lose another company. But anyway, it gives us something to talk about. Before we go on to the prices, there's three companies that have popped up today. Southern Sun, numbers, I don't want to talk about them, and you probably don't either. Pick and Pay and Life Healthcare, you can choose one or choose both. What did you make of that?
I'm going to choose both. Let's start with Pick and Pay. This is a company naturally we know that's been under immense pressure. I mean, they came out with a trading statement. It was in February, late February, and just mentioned hard diet, bad things, and they updated this trading statement today, and they actually put some numbers behind it, and it is horrible. I mean, if we're talking about massive, massive losses that this company currently experiencing, big impairment losses, which I mentioned. But I think the most important thing for me that stood out was the rights issue, which they're now looking to because we always know that they're going to do, they're talking about this rights issue, but there wasn't anything firm behind it or no figures behind it. They talked about the first step is a rights offer of up to 4 billion rand to existing shareholders.
Well, I really hope that they do something with that, because I mean, I don't know what they need to fix, whether they need to fix the look of the stores, their marketing, advertising, their distribution, I don't know. But this has been a wealth destroyer for so long now.
Well, they're sitting with a massive amount of debt now, Lindsay. So I think first step will be to repay some of these debt. And naturally, a company like Pick and Pay and many of these retailers, they need liquidity. They're buying and selling constantly, and the margins are fairly thin. So they need liquidity. So this will create liquidity. They did mention the second step that they're going to do is the IPO, of Boxer. So that I mean, we lose. You mentioned about companies that we're losing. Hopefully we'll get a De Beers and we get a Boxer back, but bottom line is that was the trading update, and the share price just rocketed.
Yes.
I mean, we had a few people that were looking at this and said, "Well, this is actually much worse news than originally."
Why has it gone up nearly 5%? I don't understand.
My theory, theory-wise, you're talking about 4 billion rand rights issue. I think it's also one of those companies that's been heavily shorted. I mean, I think this company, if I look in the JSE, it's been a company that still got open shorts. And I think what happened today is now with the realization of we're going to have to do a rights issue. Some of the owners of these shares that actually loaned others is the script. For these people to short, I think they just today picked up the phone and said, "Guys, get yourself ready. We're gonna need our stock because we actually gonna need to participate in this rights issue." So I think it's just sort of a bit of a short.
So mass buyback from short players, hedge funds, and the like. Okay. I'll buy that. I'll buy your theory, Skalk. Let's just see if the other people wake up or don't sleep tonight and say, right, I've got to get in there. I want to be on the bid at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Otherwise, is the business operationally doing nicely?
Yeah, what?
The business operation. The operational, you know, it was how many things they sell to the Lowe family during the month. Are they selling stuff?
I must admit, Lindsay, that you often ask me, and it's actually always a great question to ask people, because then you get an idea, you know, how my first, if you ask me, you know, was I a loyal supporter of Pick and Pay, let's call it 10 years ago, I would say yes. I just found it. I've got my reasons why I stopped visiting Pick and Pay, but I don't think I've been in a Pick and Pay, you know, for 5 years. 4 years. Do I think they'll be able to fix this? Yes, I do. I think they've got the team now to do it. It's going to be a tough ask. We're not talking about a year or two. I mean, for listeners out there,
5 years.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be. I mean, you're not going to do a rights issue of 4 billion rand. And think this is just, we're going to get the money back and everything is, you know, on all kidori. No, it's going to take some time. And I really not only hope that they will be able to do it, I do think that they will be able to do it.
I hope the billions that they're raising through the rights issue, if they do, I do think that what they should do is keep a little bit aside for a complete relaunch. The Pick and Pay logo and colours and everything and store format has been tired for a long time, in my opinion. I don't live in South Africa, but I do think they could have a revamp of the brand and get a little bit more with it, so that the Lowe family will suddenly say, you know what, Woolies and the fancy new Checkers, let's give Pick and Pay a go and see how they stack up against those ones. So, yeah, I think they need a complete overhaul, personally. Life Healthcare, please, Skalk, if you can.
Yeah, we'll have a quick one this. We know there's been a lot of corporate actions in Life Healthcare. I mean, they sold that Alliance Medical Group, or AMG, fairly recent. And that, you know, saw a massive, massive once-off gain. The disposal, we're talking about 2.8 billion rand. But, I mean, it did sound – but this is old news. I mean, we've already seen the special dividend. We've received the special dividend. When we look at the actual HEPS, that's excluding this this once-off, that seemed to be doing really, really well. They've seen, you know, some solid growth. I mean, interim dividend's going to be up, you know, 12%. Revenue, you know, excluding these operations, up 8%. So, this much smaller company, but I did find the feedback, you know, quite surprising, and better than what I was expecting. Clearly, better what the market was expecting. Share price, you know, up, I think, over 2%, if I'm not mistaken, for today.
Very good. Well done to them. Okay, let's.
Wait. Sorry. What? I'm going to correct myself. 6.3%.
I was going to say maybe your screen is much faster than mine, but it looks, you know, looks a lot more glamorous than 2% up. But anyway. We'll forgive you. I'll forgive myself for not knowing that PHP had actually put in a formal offer, and I forgive you for Life Healthcare's share price. Skalk, we'll end the show with numbers. Dollar Rand is 18.24, which is a US dollar that's about 1% higher against the Rand. The British pound against the Rand is 23.21. The Euro Rand, 1976. Euro dollar, 108.35. At a euro that is weaker by a quarter of a percent. British pound, 127.25 after the very good, I thought, UK inflation numbers at 2.3%, leading the pack on the downside of the developed world countries. Gold price, you know, why didn't it stay where it was? It's 2,390, I'll call it, around about $32 a week, but it's understandable after a terrific run. Platinum, basically flat at $10.55 an ounce. Palladium, though, going in the opposite direction to the tune of 2.33% or $24 down to $1,005. Still holding on to four figures, though, which is pretty good. Now we're going to have a look at the performers on the JSE today. And the aforementioned Life Healthcare, nearly 6% to the good. Pick and Pay, 4.3% up. Bites up 3.75%. Roynet up 3.6%. And Quilter up just over 3%. Downside, Redefine on the property sector, 4.4%. And Scout's going to say that's ex-div or ex-distribution or something. But we'll come to that in a second.
Yes. It is. I'm going to stop it right now. It is. You don't, here we go.
You can't resist it, can you?
No, never. Never, ever.
You delve into dividends while I'm talking. Okay, Implats down 3.75%. Sibanye-Stillwater, the same down. We Buy Cars, down 3.7%. I haven't seen that one. I mean, I know what it is, but I mean, I've never seen We Buy Cars on my screen. 3.7% weaker. And Glencore, commodity giant, down 3.5%. Any others outside of those, Skunk?
No, I think you've covered pretty much all the movers and shakers. I think the only one that I think will have a massive effect on the 22nd of May is one that's not listed on the JSE. I mean, you mentioned the S&P 500, Dow Jones. We are awaiting
NVIDIA's.
It's going to be after the market close, so yeah. It's as it stands, it seems like it's edging upwards. S&P 500 is, as I mentioned, a little bit down, but you can see a sort of lacklusterness. I mean, they are awaiting this results. I'm definitely going to stay up for that one because I think it's going to be a very, very good one.
I'm going to be staying up for something different, Bayer Leverkusen against Atalanta in the Europa League final from Dublin. But I will flick between screens to see what the announcement is from NVIDIA. It has to be, you see, the thing is with this stock being so elevated, the results have to be blockbuster status. It reminds me of something my grandmother used to say to me. She said, Lindsay, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, you're impolite. So it's almost the same with company results like this. If they're on time, in other words, on projections, people will say, well, we knew that anyway. So down it goes. Mm. So they've got to be early. That's what I'm saying, in my grandmother's terms anyway. Otherwise, a fool.
Let's see. I mean, but I still believe it's just a matter of time. It's TikTok. I mean, you can't have these valuations. You're not always going to be early. Unfortunately, somewhere along the line, NVIDIA is going to be on time or maybe slightly late.
Exactly. And then watch the fallout from everyone who's anyone being long of it, and they trim their stock. Anyway, let's not speculate. That's not our business. Skulk, thank you very much for your time, as always. Very enlightening, very entertaining. Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.